Chapter 25. These also are the Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. It is in the glory of Elohim to conceal a thing, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. As the heavens for height, and the earth for depth, so the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and there comes forth a vessel for the refiner. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. Put not yourself forward in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. For better is it that it be said to you, "Come up here," than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince, whom your eyes have seen. Go not forth quickly to strive, lest you know not what to do in the end thereof. When your neighbor has put you to shame, debate your cause with your neighbor himself, and disclose not the secret of another, lest he that hears it revile you, and your infamy turn not away. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and a network of silver, as an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. As a cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refreshes the soul of his masters. As clouds and wind without rain, so is he that boasts of his gifts falsely. By long forbearing is a ruler persuaded, and a soft tongue breaks the bone. Have you found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for you, lest you be filled therewith and vomit it. Let your foot be seldom in your neighbor's house, lest he be weary of you and hate you. A man that bears false witness against his neighbor is a maul and a sword and a sharp arrow. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. As one that takes off a garment in cold weather, and as vinegar upon soda, so is he that sings songs to a heavy heart. If your enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will heap coals of fire upon his head, and Yahweh will reward you. The north wind brings forth rain, so does a backbiting tongue, an angry countenance. It is better to reside in a corner of a housetop than with a contentious woman in a wide house. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. As a troubled fountain and a corrupted spring, is a righteous man that gives way before the wicked. It is not good to eat much honey. So for men to search out their own glory is grievous. He whose spirit is without restraint is like a city that is broken down and without walls.